Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer again here this morning with the morning devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. My telephone number here, this is 484-919-8850. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and the faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. These few verses here, I read six verses here. These verses here are a bit hard to read in today's language. Can be taken entirely in the wrong way. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on in perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. The way this verse starts out, we could get an entire wrong picture. Verse 1 is, if we can paraphrase a little bit here, it is saying, well, let's go on in perfection and of faith towards God. Let's not leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and go back to dead works. That's exactly what verse 1 is saying there. Depending how you would read that verse, you could get an entirely different meaning out of it. Again, it's saying, let's go on to perfection and of faith towards God. In other words, it's let's exercise in the faith of God and let's not go back to the to the dead works. And then it goes on to say what we should go on in. We should go on in the doctrine of baptisms and of the laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Verse 3 says, and this we will do if God permit. In other words, verse 3 is saying, this are the things that we are willing to do as the opportunity arises, not necessarily just the opportunity that makes it seem somewhat weak, but it's saying we will do these things and we will be obedient to these things as they come along. Verse 4 has been taken out of context by so many already, and I find it interesting that several verses later it comes with the exact opposite from what people have taken verse 4 out of context. Verse 4 has been taken out of context in a way where people will look at it as if they have been saved and enlightened, that it's impossible for them to fall away. But when we read verse 6, we see that this is very possible. And if you go after the references of Hebrews 6, it shows us more verses showing that this is possible. And it goes on later on. I want to read some verses where it shows us why people fall away. Verse 4 says, "It is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come." Then Hebrews 6 says, "If they shall fall away, to them renew again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him into an open shame." What 4 and 5 are explaining what we experience in Christ. Verse 6, again, the way that it's written and where the commas are in that verse, that could really be taken out of context and misunderstood. What verse 6 is saying is, if someone falls away, we should do what we can to have them see their error and to persuade them to repent. Why? Because when we experience this wonderful gift of salvation, when we receive this, when we are born of the Spirit, we become one spirit with the Spirit of God. And because of that, we are partakers of Him. The very source of life, the very source of truth, is already within us. The very source of love, peace, joy, and all those good things from God, the very creator and source of these ingredients, are already within us if we can see that. The only way we can exercise in those if is if by faith we accept that. The reason people fall away so many times is because they cannot see that, believe that. But this is something that must be taken by faith. So for them that have been partakers of that and they fall away, we are to minister to them. We are to go to them. We are to, in meekness, instruct them. Why? Because by them falling away, they are crucifying Jesus Christ afresh and putting him in an open shame. In other words, the reputation of Christ is at stake. Now, if we go to references here, let me just go back here. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 28, it says, "And the destruction of the transgressors of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed." In 2 Timothy 2:25, let's go there. It says, "In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." What this is saying is for those that oppose themselves, in other words, these are people let's just say this way, a person that has been born again, he has one spirit with the Spirit of God, and the creator and the source of power has no desire anymore to live in temples made by hands, but he has chosen to live within us. But to really experience this, we need to agree with that and accept that by faith. It is in no other way available to us. In other words, the author and the source of love has chosen to live within us. But the only way that we can get to that source of love that is already within us is by faith and by believing that. And when a person believes that he is born again, but he struggles in other areas, and therefore is not able to connect to that love or that truth that is already within him, that person starts to oppose himself. And whether or not where a person ends up today or eternally depends whether he's going to agree with the inner man, the Spirit of God, which is already within him, or if he's going to agree with the outer man. A person that agrees with the inner man that is renewed by Christ, and the person that agrees with the outer man, will end up in a very different way. The Bible says that the spirit warreth against the flesh, and the flesh warreth against the spirit. So, if we have a friend or if we have someone that we know that is losing their way through believing the outer man, in meekness we are to instruct those that are opposing themselves or that are opposing the Father's Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is already within them. Why are we to instruct those in meekness? It says here, if God peradventure will give them repentance. Repentance to what? to the knowledge of truth. And it goes on to say, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The enemy wants us to fall into rebellion, bitterness to those that have hurt us. He wants us to have our attention to that so that we are blinded to the sin in our life and also blinded to the open door that God has for us. The life that he really intended for his sons and daughters to experience while here on the earth. This week we looked into the verses that have the phrase "if ye," and I think we came up with 67 verses in the New Testament only. And here this morning we read the one word "if." The encouragement for this morning is to, the encouragement that I'd like to bring out this morning again here is that we could look to God the Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to look to them and the Word of God to accept that by faith, even though it may feel impossible to us. Maybe we are in situations, maybe we are so hurt that we just about cannot see it God's way. But the encouragement that I would have this morning is that regardless of what for situation we're facing, regardless of what for hurts that we have in our lives, in our past, that we would take the Word of God and take it literally and take it by faith and set our face towards the cross and move in that direction and experience what God really intended for us to experience while living here on this earth. I wish you a great day. I wish you the Lord's blessing, and may he set you freer today as you wash and drink deeply in the fountain of life.